Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah's meat box business gets a boost from a startup food hub linking her out-of-the-way Moult sheep ranch to Billings' growing food scene. First, a little background.
I went to a women's conference, and the chef at the Northern Hotel at the time was one of the speakers. A woman in the audience raised her hand, and she said, "Why don't you buy our products?" And she kind of called him out, and he's like, "Well, have you come in and tried to sell me your products?" And she was like, "No." And I was like, "Well, I could do that." So that just like kind of lit a little fire under my butt.
But there were all kinds of fine points most diners probably don't even think about. Sarah wrestled with how exactly it would work. Like, actually, how much of this animal do you want?
So my idea was to get whole lambs processed and try and sell them tail to hoof type of thing. Or, you know, coming from California, so many restaurants utilize the entire carcass, where I noticed here that's a lot of chefs aren't comfortable with lamb, let alone using an entire carcass worth of lamb. But he was on board and he's like, "Get me one next week and we'll see how it goes." So unfortunately, he was the only restaurant that was willing to take a whole carcass at the time. And I didn't have the storage facility to be processing lambs and then holding onto the cuts that people didn't want. Nor did I know how to market the rest of the animal even once, you know, the prime cuts were taken.
Then it kind of dawned on her. Montana isn't California, the epicenter of the locavore trend that's picking up steam all over the U.S. Despite being an ag state through and through, many diners here aren't there yet. So Sarah went a different direction. Rather than trying to sell to restaurants, she created a business she called High Five Meats, a kind of meat CSA where customers have a subscription to a box containing selected cuts of Hollenbeck lamb, plus beef and pork from neighboring ranches. The business was doing okay, but Sarah just knew it could be bigger.
So I joined a local food group here in Billings and met some other producers who were very excited about the prospect of kind of joining forces and selling our products locally.
The group is the Yellowstone Valley Citizens Council, which for the past couple of years has tried to launch a community food hub in eastern Montana. Basically, a food hub is a physical or online space for local farmers and ranchers to aggregate their products to better market them. They make it easier for, say, restaurants to have a consistent and reliable source of kale or bok choy or lamb, so that if they create a new dish and print a bunch of new menus, they won't be caught out because that farm that usually supplies them got hit with a hailstorm. The food hub is finally happening this month.
We have 11 producers. We range from vegetables and a lot of meat producers, mostly beef. We got a couple pork producers, and I think I'm the only lamb producer at the moment.
The Yellowstone Valley Food Hub hosted its first pickup party with 5 box options. The boxes are filled with local meat, some of it Sarah's, and produce like basil, microgreens, and lettuce from member farmers and ranchers. The next pickup party is December 22nd.
Then depending on how that goes, we might continue with those boxes. But in the meantime, our general manager will be starting to meet with institutions and restaurants to push our local products more into the Billings market.
The food hub will be what's called an agricultural marketing co-op, like SunMade or Dairy Gold or Florida's Natural Growers. It has no physical location yet, but that's coming. Just what that'll all look like isn't clear yet, especially when people here in Billings are still getting used to the idea of buying local food.
I mean, there is tons of support, but then there's just like this weird, I don't know. I don't get it. It's like a barrier that I don't know why.
Next week, Henry's flooded with calls for lambs in the run-up to Christmas.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ydradio.org.